so much of a development, but I think now that I think I've put myself an opportunity to maybe catch more balls out of the backfield now that, you know, Rick's got me the ball, and I think he has confidence in me now to, you know, maybe when his, some of his primary receivers aren't open, that he can drop it down to me and we can still get positive yards out of it.
Is that something you've always been able to do, or is it something you've kind of developed since you've been here?
Yeah, I've done that even in high school. There were plays specifically drawn up for me to run out of the backfield and routes and for the, you know, the quarterback to give me the ball and things like that. So I've always been a pretty good receiver too, as well as a runner.
You guys see that Iowa has won 7 of the last 8 against Penn State. As a team, are you guys pretty confident going up against the Lions?
I mean, we always have a certain amount of confidence when we go into a game, but you know, we can't overlook Penn State. You know, they always have a good team. They always have, you know, playmakers. So, you know, we can't overlook them just because we've won, you know, the last 7 out of 8 games or whatever. You know, they're always going to give us their best shot, and we got to go into the game, you know, expecting their best shot.
How much of a table setter could this game be, not just getting the first Big Ten win of the year, but getting it against a team that's projected to compete to be in the top of the league?
Oh, it's definitely a momentum game. You know, if we win this game, it could really give us a lot of momentum, and I remember last year when we won this game, it gave us a lot of momentum just going into the Big Ten and going into the rest of the season. So it's definitely a big game.
What do you remember from that game a couple years ago that was here, that you guys won the last second field goal?
I remember it was cold. It was really cold. That was back when I was redshirted, so I didn't play. I was on the sidelines just watching, you know, just the intensity of the game, just looking around Kinnick and seeing everybody just, you know, so in tune in the game, it was kind of surreal those couple seconds before Danny kicked that field goal, and everything was silent, and he kicked it and it just erupted. And I just remember that feeling, you know, it's just a great feeling, and we definitely want to have that feeling again on Saturday.
Did you experience a similar feeling, like with your own personal play last year? You had the big touchdown run there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I experienced that with my touchdown run, and even with Adrian's, you know, punt block for a touchdown, and just everyone's individual efforts in that game. You know, they collectively helped us win.
40 to 50 carries is what Coach says.
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I'm going to embrace the grind, is what we like to do around here. So I'm ready for a workload like that.
You'll have to bye week after it. Does that help ease the notion of that you'll be an increased workload again?
Yeah, it does. You know, that bye week is a much needed rest. And I think knowing that that's after the Penn State game, I can, you know, have a little confidence and a little relief too.
You talked about being more of a weapon as a receiver out of the backfield. I mean, if it comes to that point, he checks down to you, more likely than not, you're going to get the ball in space. Confident you can take any linebacker one-on-one?
I think so. I think you have to have that mindset, you know, where you can compete with anybody and know that you can do it. So, yeah, I think I can.
They did
really, really good. You know, they ran really hard, which was really noticeable, really hard and aggressively, and you know, they didn't make too many mistakes, which is a step in the right direction for us, you know. So I think the coaches have a lot more confidence in both those two guys as we move into the week.
What really stands out about Penn State's defense?
Just the physicality. They're just really physical, and I think that's one thing that changes when you step into Big Ten play is the physicality of our conference, and you know, I think we're ready for that.
Does it help when you see a game like what they had last week, where they were keying in a lot on the run, as far as like being a running back and preparing for like what you can expect?
Yeah, you know, their linebackers really flow well to the ball carrier and things like that. Their D line, you know, is really aggressive, things like that. So I mean, it's a new challenge. It's, you know, we're gonna have to come together as an offense again and try to get a jump on them early.
You anticipate having to pick up maybe a few extra blitzes this week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do think I haven't picked up many blitzes thus far this year. I mean, I picked up a few each game, but I think Penn State really, really brings it hard.